I think we started the first piece last time in the Civ M in the second Peric. Am I correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So we did the first one, and now we're going to go on over here. Well, now the next piece, the Peric HaLochem, is a very long piece of Haggadah, and then he explains each piece. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to just read the first part inside, and then, the first part of the Gemara we'll do, and then we'll do the piece of Maral on it, because it's really each piece is kind of separate. The reason why the Maral brings it has to do with the fact that on David HaMelech it says, Bo v'midan al achas, like on Yichya. That's where he's coming from. But so we'll do each piece as he explains it. Well, Perek Eilat HaLoikin. Dorosh HaPsamloi. Tayag mitzvahs neon l'moishah b'sinai. Shasa k'minyi moishah chama ramach k'negi vorev shal adam. Amar avnuna maikro, Torah tzivu l'moishah, Torah b'gimat yohachi havi. Torah sheis meyas v'chatsrei havin. And so on. So, and until the Gemara goes, and the last one is that Chavak, and that's Tzadik Gemara Siyachya. But the Maharal is going to first explain each piece separately, and the first piece is relevant in its own right. So we'll skip to the next paragraph. The questions are not phenomenally extraordinary chaps. I mean, they're obvious questions. First, why would David HaMelech, who the next one says David was a Maimidon al Yir Aleph and so on, why did David pick those Yir Aleph? Yeshaya b'shei, Shemicha b'gimel, Chavak b'achas. In other words, it seems as if each one has a random assortment of mitzvahs, and they're kind of not in any way, nobody is, it's not as if somebody's taking out the main ones, the other ones. Each one has very different random mitzvahs. Yesh chol adas. So basically, he wants to explain this maima. Now, yesh chol adas, ki b'maima ze nirmuzu dvarim golem yo'id. Kashem is brought nos lodom tayak mitzvah shasa, mitzvah lo sase, v'ramach mitzvah esse, kulno b'yachem tayak. V'oma, ki teira b'gimati tarya, anoich v'leilach b'yagvur shemano. So that's how you get tayak. V'yesh ko lisho loma shemano ele shayim b'yagvur v'asham p'yemoshe. So the first question that it's going to have an answer to is going to be the on the question of two verses 611. Why these two bedafka was from the piagvura? Avla pirush ki moshul hu lemelech bas vedom b'tchila koyvish uma achas u'molech oleho v'acharkach sholeach shliach eleho letzavis masheroitze v'gozi asval uma. When a king takes over a country, he sends somebody, he conquers it, and then he sends down shluchim to tell them what to do and so on and so forth, like a consul. I will close my shekhovashayse. In other words, until they're not under his dominion, then it's not shaykh to say that there will be an exerus on it. So he says over here, the first point is what is the pshat of the word shamana? So what he's saying is in mitzvahs, you have two levels, so to speak, of what a mitzvah is. There's a mitzvah in the sense, the etzem kvias of mitzvah, the etzem kvias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being kvei himself on the bria, and then you have the oifanim of being the mala is rotzim. So the Etzem Kviyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's always it's an act that's directly associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have that as a Shlichtika act because by its nature, let's understand, by its very nature, this is the Hamlocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Masha Ein Kein, the other mitzvahs, are the Hechatimtzis to express that Hamlocha, to get that Hamlocha, and so on and so forth. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the makor of the first two mitzvahs, that is the direct sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The makor of the other mitzvahs, well, that could all be shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, to Shliach, to Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to express it a little bit better in a few ways. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, what's the pshat that Anoich Leuchem Pi HaGvur Shamanu? This is very interesting. He says that these are two mitzvahs that we can understand naturally with our seichel, as opposed to all the other mitzvahs which we needed at Tzibui. In other words, looking around the world should teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malach HaKol, almost the opposite direction of the way others would explain it. The Rambam learns that all the mitzvahs really are just ways of reinforcing, expressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. The Rambam holds really in time of mitzvahs that all mitzvahs are one inyan, and that is Achdus Hashem. Each mitzvah has different ways of either expressing it or eliminating other alternatives and so on, which in a certain sense, take away for a minute the specific language of philosophy versus Kabbalah. I mean, in all mitzvahs, every L'shem Yichud says L'shem Yichud Kutcher B'richu Shchinte. That's kind of the way we phrase the Kabbalahness of our mitzvah. Meaning, in every mitzvah, there is the means for the chibur, and there's the gufa chibur. So, Lamar, so let's say I have a friend, and I want to build a relationship with my friend, so I do all sorts of activities together. We play ball together, we fix the roof together, and so on. So the various means are different, and the Masha Ein Kein, what I want, is one thing. The world of mitzvahs consists of one tachlis, which is common to all the mitzvahs, and then ways of getting to that tachlis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, when you're talking about the Teichen of the mitzvahs, the Atzmius of the mitzvahs, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement. It's not Hechetimtze. Anytime I'm talking about how to get to that, so fine. So that is a Shaila of Hechetimtze, and the Nela, that can come from the side as well. It's not the expression of the center point of it. It's the expression of something on periphery, so that Tzibui comes from someplace else. That's more or less the nafgamina between these two and the other ones. And this is his marshal here. You first have to establish the legitimacy of the commander, that this person has the right to make such and such a command. And then you can have somebody doing something which is just an addition to it, a chetimtz of it, and so on. Then he says the next point. The Maral in Tiferes speaks about it. He says pretty much the similar inyan, but over there he expresses the kasha a lot more sharply. He says it doesn't make sense that it has to have some sort of meaning to it when you make a statement in the nature of this is Craig, this is Craig, this. What's all the kinegets? I mean, what's the kesher between people and the sun? I mean, it's like we were looking for something and we found, oh, I have a gemalik gematria. The Gemara says also it's kineged ramach ivar, shasagidin, but it needs to have some sort of teichen. And more than that, the Maral says it's obvious that the order was the opposite direction. The order was first Yaakov had the structure in place, then he followed mitzvahs. First he had the yonim of Tayag mitzvahs of Yemois HaCham and Yemois Evor Odom, and then he filled it in. It's not the other way around. If we're looking for some gematria and something to say, Josh, you need a gematria, he has the gematria. So he says like this: Yesh chol das ke'elu shnayim hashemesh v'odom ba'olam hashavu hashemesh v'roch yimoyshim ke'achamu amalach v'tzor hashamayim v'odom yimoyshim v'aretz ve'elu shnayim v'chulokim ke'odom nivra l'hoisif shleimus al shleimus adei mitzvahs ala odom v'al shinui yoch l'shanis maisim v'lifes madregesh nivra l'ov k'moy kol ha'tachtenim shem ba'al shinui v'odom reish chol tachtenim. So the morale says over here that a Gvaldik Yisoid, he says there are two Malchias in the world. There's a Malchus of Shemesh and a Malchus of Adam. Those are two Malachim. Shemesh is called the Melach, in Shem Malachim Shamshum Katze Echad. The Shemesh represents, the Shemesh is the ultimate in Hanhogas Teva. Hanhogas Teva meaning that it is, what makes Teva, Teva is the, is its regularity. In other words, things that what describes Teva in essence is something that is totally regular. It is something which is always in a certain way, and that's what it is. That's what the Mahalach of Teva is. A law of nature that occasionally doesn't come true is by definition not a law of nature. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, he set up a mahalach of nature, which means regularity, immutability, and the sun is the chief of that. The sun never varies, the seasons, everything that goes, that is the most, that represents the seat of Malchus in the Bria, of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created a second Malchus, and that's the Malchus of Shinui. Man reverses the order of the Shemesh in the fact that man does things. He dams up water, He irrigates fields, he makes protections against the sun, against the rain, he seeds clouds. Man is the mahalach of change, initiated change, that is almost the hefech of Teva. Those are the two malchus that Rosh Baruch put into the Bria. There's, on the one hand, everything is described as being predetermined in a certain sense. A physicist works with a sense that everything is ironclad, this is the way it has to be. Adam, a person who studies Adam, I mean, there have been people that have also felt that this was his mahalach, but most people who studied Adam and who misyaches to Adam are misyaches to him as something which is a completely it completely bidei ha'adam. That is the metzias of Adam versus the metzias of Shemesh.
In a, Rabbi,
yes.
How come he says that he's saying that the Adam is the melech of kol ha'tachtoinim?
So yes. Yes. Well, the world of let's talk about it a little bit. A drop. The world of tachtoin, and by us, is the world that Devar Hashem is not automatic and not to be taken for granted. If a person, if the Bechira, the ability to do bad, the ability not to listen to Devar Hashem is only shayach to the Tachtoinim. So, Bechlol Yusuf, Batimali Ha'aretz Chamas. As you look at the, I mean, even when you look at like the Shemesh, which sort of represents that type of Mahala, the Shemesh seems to be kind of immune to any real changes. Like people, you know, when you look at it with the naked eye, it goes around and around and around and around. Doesn't you know, vary at all in any time. Under Earth, there's sometimes more rain, sometimes less rain, sometimes stuff grows here, sometimes grows there. A different Mahalka. Okay, so he says the
Sorry, question.
Sure.
I think there's one of the Mephoshim on the Torah explained on the Mabul that the earth turned on its axis a bit.
But there
is a shinoi of the sun, no?
Right. But that was almost immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that shinui. There was something that would not and should not have happened, and it happened only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu deigned it so. It's a very, very unique matzah. It's not something that one would normally have, that's what a person would have thought could be. It's a very, very, very big chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a metzias. It's not this. It's hefech of what one would expect to be, and it was a nes, sort of a nes l'ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like kilu mida k'neged mida. The world changed its nature. Everything was hishchas estakay. Well, guess what? The sun doesn't have to go that way if I don't want it to go that way. But you're talking about the unusual, not the normal. So he says the shemesh. Yes, sorry.
When we use the word teva, we normally refer to, you know, nature, trees, all things that have a predictable. So I'm confused. Are those? They have a shinui, right? You put the seed in and
in the no. Well, the basic laws of nature obviously have no shinui. But as we look, if we look at the being that seems the most immune to change to us, obviously before we had instruments and so on, the sun was that entity. If we look at something which is, when you come down to Tachtoinim, in our world, to some degree, there's more change, and Adam is the one who really messes up everything and really creates changes. So there are different dargas in it. So he says, okay, so the Shemesh is, now he says, he explains also that this comes with a flip side. That which is regular and immutable doesn't change not l'ra and not l'toiv. Poel emes, velosi emes, and so on. But that which can change l'ra, but it can change l'toiv also. So in other words, if we to look at the Adam is a bar shinui, and that's why Adam has in himself that ability, whereas Everything else does not have shinuyim in it, and you know, the son doesn't, and that's why there's no gain, no pain kind of thing. There's nothing, there's no pain, no gain. The Shemesh can't do bad, it can't do good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made two foci in the Bria, the focus of the natural and immutable, not, it doesn't change, not the Ra, not the Tov, and that which has the ability to change, but then it can go either way. So Adam is given the mitzvahs lo sasei. The mitzvahs lo sasei represent the nekudas of immutability in a person. That which is not changeable in a person. Those things that are not stable in shinuyim. As opposed to things that are masha'in kein. So the lo sasei preserve the things that can't change and won't change. I want to use an idea. The Balat Tanya speaks about everything in the world having a mitzvah zolikai, and everything in the world becoming realizing itself when you use it. So he speaks about, what about dvarim asurim? Like, how does the poor chazer get its ilui and its tikkun, or whatever you want to call it? And he basically says that when you don't use it, when you only say, that's when it gets its tikkun. That's when it comes to its tachas. So the lo sases are realized when the person preserves that which needs preservation. Adam HaRishon, when he was charged with keeping Gan Eden, he was told he's putting Gan Eden la'avda u'l'shamra. So there's one chelik that is to keep that which needs to be kept, and then to and then there's a makom, then there's the thing that can be mishtane, and those things we have to try to be mishtane l'toyv. Adam, since he's the balash shinui, he's the one who's made in line. So Yushlam the Ramachi Varam. So the Ramachi Varam are the Echetimtza for him to make that progress that he's meant to have. Well, if Fikach Nasan Ramach Mitzis Esse Shiloh Bezeh Ashlamo Legamri, Lias Bemala Yoni Yoisa. Vayit Purashin Dabezeh Mokam Acha, and Vazeh Bezeh Vatoyer Be'ika Pejah Yisham. So that's his Hezbeh in the Ramach Shasar. He says it also legabe the Ramach Ivarim Shasah Gidim, the same thing. The tachlis of Shasah Gidim, the person, is to keep what's there. The structure, the Shasah Gidim, the word Gid has some loose equivalents in English, and what Chazal meant by Gidim includes connective tissues, it's nerves, all sorts of things that don't have specific tachlis, but they just contribute to the general binyan of the person. That seems to be the that they hold the things together. So that Tzuras Adam is marked by the inyanim of that keep what's there with a starkeit, don't let it get out of kilt, because that's part of it. And then Adam is marked by the things that are soul, that are barishin with him, and they create that way that person is supposed to create. So the melee, you have the two together. And so Torah consists of the elements that are there to reinforce those things that are meant to be immutable, and it, it, changing it would ruin that chelik. Ma she'en ken there's inyanim which are there to create it, to do what has to be done, and there and that's where you have the Mrs. Essay. I saw somebody told to a very nice Goyen. There's a Goyen that says, the Goyen says that it's when in by the Brisbane Apsarim, Avraham Avinu was told that and then it says Dori V Yoshev Heino. There seem to be almost two dates given, which really each one could work independently of the other. And as a matter of fact, in Derech HaTevah, one would think it would work independently. You have 400 years, and then you have four generations. Well, which one is the one that's the significant one? And what's the point of giving two different dates when they could be Manusha? If a Gashua is working out that they should come together, so just list it together, and that's that. So Rav Putin used to say, so the Goyen says, the Goyen says that Kilkul is totally in Shema, in Zman, and Tikkun is totally in Adam. In other words, the process Mikoyach Zman that exists in the Bria is the longer something is around, the more it disintegrates. That's the mahalach of the Bria. Time does not serve well anything. Anything that ages, usually, except for wine possibly, anything else is disintegrates. Adam can reverse that process. It's one of the things they play with, the idea that Adam is hefech of entropy. Entropy is an understanding that things will become more disorganized, less useful, less good as time goes on, and yet Adam is able to reverse it. And, you know, they talk about it, and it's one of the things that gets discussed, these type of things. But in Echnami, Shonim and Zman is the malchus of immutability, and therefore, if a door has been If somebody's been minutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Zman increases it becomes more and more a phenomenon that the longer a phenomenon lasts without change, the more it's reasonable to assume that this is its permanent state. Mashaykin Adam, his metzias is always the ability to be mishana things. That's where you get the tzuris Adam. So you have a trade-off of two mahalchim, one against the other, and in Echanami, this one is meant for this is the Sherish of Kilkul, in a sense, and this is the Sherish of Tikkun. Okay, any questions? I have to be a bit brief.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Sorry, well, if we think that the Shemesh is never changing,
yes,
and therefore it's not really Shach Kilkul by Tikkun or Kilkul,
yes.
So why is it that time is really a function of the Shemesh?
You mean that the Zman, if the Zman is something which keeps things immutable, why do things disintegrate over Zman? That's what you're asking. Right? So the answer is as follows. The things that disintegrate over Zman are the things that are not the etzim what they ought to be. In other words, core elements don't disintegrate. What happens is things that have been glued together, what the Rambam calls an artificial harkava, that tends to disintegrate. So a cake will disintegrate rapidly, flour a little bit longer, wheat will still longer, starch, basic starch molecules even longer, and so on. Anything which it's that the etzim does not have a root in the very teva of teva, then Zman will get rid of it. It will settle out. Masha'inki, those things that have an atzmius in teva, such as basic laws of nature, basic elements, stuff like that, those will keep going forever, because that's a metzius. Speed of certain electrons, everything that we can see as a basic law, anything that is, so to speak, contrived, and it's not part of the world of nature, and it doesn't have the Shem Adam on it, will lose out in time. Okay, I'm sorry. So next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we won't be on. And then afterwards, Mitzvah Hashem, I don't see any really.
A very quick question, Rabbi Lopiansky. Things like the Kelim of the Mishkan, something which is a Kedusha, that makes it Be'etzem, not a Harkova? Well, the Kelim of the Mishkan, they last forever.
Just one minute. Come in. They all have to be made out of Zav and pure Zav and so on, things of that nature.
But even the Shemen HaMishka, it lasts forever, the first one which was made.
Things that were pure in a certain sense. Yiras Hashem Tehoira Omedes La'ad. Things that have the Etzem Metzias are Omed La'ad. Okay, I must run. I'm sorry. Take care.
Good
Shabbos.